In a modern globalised food system, agricultural production is only the beginning of the story. Eventually, foodstuffs make their way to the shops, and that is where you come in. Or where you think you come in. Felicity Bedford went to do her weekly shop, and she took along marketing expert Eric Levy to see how shops actually decide what you want to buy.
Our behaviours in the supermarket have a big influence on our health, and there's a lot of things going on in the supermarket that we don't always realise, but I'm sure we'll encounter some of them with our shopping trip here.
Let's go shopping.
Great.
The first thing that I'm picking up is some apples. In front of me, I've got deals, I've got different prices, different types of apple.
Well, Felicity, the first thing I notice here is that one of the apples in particular is on sale. But I think consumers would probably be drawn to getting a lot of apples. Whether they eat all of them or not, who knows? But it's kind of the attention thing. It's attention grabbing, and we really like to feel like we're getting a good deal.
So the deal stickers themselves are much more brightly coloured. And you're right, that's the first thing I spotted when I came up to this store. But I'm going to pick up the other pack of apples. And only the one. There's only one of me. I don't need 12 apples for my weekly shop. Here at the milk aisle, I am presented once again with an amazing array of choice. Turning around behind me, the puddings and yogurts within the supermarket. This is not something I would normally pick up, but I'm sensing they've been positioned here for a reason.
So there's something in psychology called the licensing effect, where if you buy something healthy, all of a sudden you're going to feel really good about yourself. You think, wow, I just bought this item that's really healthy. So what that allows us to do is indulge in something that's less healthy. So after picking up the milk, turn around, and all of a sudden there's these chocolate mousse desserts, and they're on sale. We're going to be more likely to tend to pick them up because we've just gotten the milk.
I'm looking towards the 6 for £4. I can eat those over a couple of weeks.
That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? The number 6, that's kind of in psychology called an anchor. So consumers tend to anchor on the number that's recommended for you on the label, and we might actually be more likely to get 6 or maybe even 4 or 3 compared to if there were no number there for us to anchor on.
So basically what the supermarket is doing is telling me, buy 6.
Definitely. One of the things supermarkets try to do is increase the amount that we purchase through some of these psychological techniques.
And also, the fact that I am now considering buying 6 is obviously having an impact upon my diet over the next few weeks.
When we have more of something there right in front of us, we're actually more likely to eat it more quickly. So we may think that, well, if I buy the 6, I'll have 1 a week for dessert. But what tends to happen is you say, wow, look, I have all these chocolate desserts. Maybe you'll have 1 per night because it's there and it's in front of you and you're looking forward to the next dessert already.
Finishing up the list of things that I need to be picking up today, we're going to grab some cereal. And you've picked a couple of things off of the shelf for comparison purposes. What should I be looking at on these two packets?
Well, looking at these, Felicity, I noticed we have 2 brands of cereal that look like they're both healthy. But looking at this one, it actually has a lot more sugar. So people might think just by seeing it has bran, they're going to assume it's a very healthy cereal, maybe without comparing it to other cereals. So it's really important to compare.
Absolutely. They look like they're very similarly marketed. They both say that they're whole grain guaranteed, fiber, less sugar, even though that's the one which you've just pointed out has got loads more sugar and salt within it. The marketing is almost identical. They're both bright colours, and I would have been fooled. You're in a rush, you pick up what you know to be a reliable brand, perhaps. That's your brand marketing, and also what you think from the packaging looks like a very healthy product. I've finished my shop, I've filled up my basket. Let's head for the checkout.
Sounds good. Very sad that our shopping trip has come to an end. But one thing I noticed is that your shopping basket there was pretty much filled to the top or even higher. So it actually turns out that supermarkets that have larger shopping baskets tend to get more filled in them. So people tend to fill their baskets to the top when they see a larger basket. So there's another little psychological technique that supermarkets will use on consumers.
The pressure to make the healthy choice, to make the sustainable choice, is pretty much down to consumers. And we've seen that around the supermarket, it's a very confusing environment. There's lots of marketing, there's lots of different signals being thrown at consumers. Is this really the way forward in improving food security within the retail environment?
Well, I think that part of it is on consumers to know what they want. If they want to eat healthier, want to eat things that are more sustainable, less packaging. So part of it is definitely on the consumer. But on the other hand, there's a lot of talk about legislation, for example, to stop the two-for-one deals or all these multiple buying thing deals. So a lot of times, you know, consumers, the deal will look good in the moment, but then they'll take home all the stuff and they're not going to eat it, it'll expire, and they're just going to throw it out, and it's going to be bad for the environment. So I think that there are some things that the government might be able to do well to help.
My intentions are always good when I go shopping. I'm intending to buy a healthy set of meals for the week ahead, but that's not always how it pans out.
Well, Felicity, it's not just you. So there is a natural tendency when we have higher level values, say we want to help save the environment, eat healthy, those are things that are a little more abstract than things like having something that's right in front of you or a lower price. So a lot of the times when we see things tempting in front of us, we'll tend to go with that rather than these values that we have. So things like lists can definitely help keep you on track in doing what you want to do. And, you know, similar to other behavioral interventions, like smoking, drinking, whatnot, the more that you kind of think ahead about what you want to do, as opposed to just deciding on the moment, you're going to be able to take a step back and will help you make better choices.
It's food for thought, isn't it? Next time you go in the supermarket, just remember what you heard there. That was Eric Levy from Cambridge University's Judge Business School, and he was out on a shopping trip with Felicity Bedford. Next week, they're off to Regent Street. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and also with Kat Arney. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, and our Twitter handle is @NakedScientists.